This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 24th June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a mild evening across Israel, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is experiencing a gentle breeze, perfect for a night walk. Now, here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Netanyahu informed Trump of an Iran strike in 2025, but did not seek approval. Also, the Jerusalem Post states that Israel must avoid becoming Sparta, as demands grow to stop depending on America. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew covers Netanyahu's statement that Israel was on the brink of destruction without seeking Trump's permission to attack. Separately, I-24 News reports that after the pager operation, Nasrallah was no longer the same man, says a close associate. And finally, JTA notes Trump brands New York City's victorious Israel critics as communists. Reaction has been swift on social media. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, posted just minutes ago that Israelis have accepted Netanyahu's and Trump's narratives without recognizing the potential impact of a weakened America on them. From I24N, EWS English, posting just now suggests that the Trump administration might be delaying actions for more comfortable midterm elections, according to Lieutenant Konrikas. Belaz News, writing a short time ago, reports that a second day of negotiations between Israel and Lebanon is underway in Washington, with both sides aiming for comprehensive peace and security. Let's go deeper, starting with Netanyahu's statement, covered by Ynet earlier today. The Prime Minister emphasized that informing Trump of the Iran strike was not a request for permission, but a courtesy. He defended the strike as necessary to prevent an immediate nuclear threat. This revelation underscores the tension in Israeli-American relations and the critical decisions made in times of crisis. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's report, Israel is urged to reassess its reliance on the United States. This comes as President Trump's Iran deal and Vice President Vance's warnings highlight changing dynamics in international support. The need for strategic independence becomes a focal point for Israel's future policy. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom Hebrew reported Netanyahu's remarks at a local government conference. He stated that since October 7th, the Israeli leadership has been on high alert for existential threats. His comments reflect ongoing security concerns and the importance of decisive leadership for national survival. On to I-24 News, where it was noted that Nasrallah's demeanor changed after a specific military operation. This shift could impact Hezbollah's future strategies and relations with Israel, influencing regional stability. Finally, from JTA, Trump's labeling of New York critics as communists highlights ongoing political tensions. This rhetoric may further polarize opinions on Israel within the United States, affecting diplomatic ties. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports there are more than 500 job openings at Israeli tech companies in New York, with a median salary of $148,000. This data reveals significant employment opportunities in the tech sector abroad, reflecting the global reach of Israeli innovation. Separately, Globes announces that Deep 33 has closed a $200 million deep tech venture capital fund. This marks a significant investment in technological advancement with support from Israeli institutional investors, showing confidence in the tech landscape. And finally, Walla Business discusses how to build a sustainable company. Insights from experts emphasize strategic growth and long-term planning, essential for enduring success in Israel's competitive business environment. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.